If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
We're the show where everyone who's anyone comes to talk about, you know, whatever.
Stop.
Bigwigs, Jim.
Yes, Chris, who is it?
It's former Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Bill Clinton, Donna Shalala.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Happy to come on.
You are so slumming right now because I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. I'm delighted. I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, my goodness. That's so lowers my estimation of you now. But no, I have to say, you are, as a woman of such accomplishment, aren't you a little, I don't, what's the word I should use about Sarah Palin? Isn't it a little startling to find a woman like her in this position? I don't know. Did you watch the Katie Couric interview?
I did.
What was your take on that?
You know, the Republicans have made their choice, and it's not our responsibility to criticize them personally. On substance, I'm happy to take them all on. But I really think I'll skip the personal attacks, give her a shot tonight at seeing what she says and what she knows. And more importantly to me is not the fact-checking. It's how she thinks through an issue and whether I get a sense that, and everybody gets a sense that she knows how to make decisions. We really hire presidents and vice presidents for their judgment, not for whether they've memorized a lot of facts.
Well, and clearly she skipped that part. I don't mean to attack her personally, even, but you know this is serious, isn't it? Particularly when you
it's
have
a
72-year-old man.
The election of a president is a serious business.
Well, particularly at this point in our history, Don, when we have so many serious problems, and let's face it, John McCain is 72. This goes to his judgment that he would place a heartbeat from the presidency.
Everything's about judgment, as far as I'm concerned. And that's the way the people will judge people, including on their health care plan, which is what I called to talk about a little bit. Because Barack Obama has an excellent plan that will be phased in, and John McCain basically wants to take away what people have now by taxing it as a benefit. And I think most Americans don't realize that Senator McCain really wants to tax what they get in health care from their employee.
Right. Well, you know, you probably are aware this report just came out by the Commonwealth Fund. They did an analysis of both the health care plans, McCain's and Obama's, and Obama's plan has the best chance of making health care more affordable, accessible, efficient, and higher in quality. And this is obviously a nonpartisan study.
Why would you want that?
Yeah. What have you heard of this report yet?
I have, and I read the report, and that's exactly right. A lot of people say, hey, we're in a fiscal crisis. How in the heck are we going to pay for this? The answer is we can't afford not to because we're paying for it now. Every time someone walks into an emergency room, that cost goes on the health insurance of the rest of us who have health insurance from our employers.
Well, and Secretary Shalala, I think that, you know, it's hard to argue with this. When they do a study like this, I mean, this is, again, a nonpartisan report. Barack Obama's plan, these are the cold numbers, will cover 34 million of the nation's uninsured, compared with 2 million covered under John McCain's plan. How do you spin that?
Well, you can't spin it. I mean, it's quite obvious that Senator Obama has a plan that's more comprehensive, that really reflects the fact that those that are uninsured get up every day and go to work, and they deserve to have coverage. We've got to figure out a way to give them a coverage. But at the same time, we don't want to shake up the coverage that people currently have. We want them to be able to keep it. What we've got to do is cover those that are uninsured and make sure people can get better insurance.
Well, Secretary Shalala, I think that you know, that's what we have to hope. And you've probably seen this latest spate of polls really have Barack Obama surging, not only state by state, but nationally. And, you know, I think a lot of it is, like you say, you have to hope that it's not silly season. As Barack Obama says, we've had so many diversionary tactics by the McCain camp. But this is, like you say, it's serious. I mean, the health care is serious. This economic crisis is serious. And John McCain's response to it was not only, I thought, hysterical, but just incomprehensible.
Well, one of the things to point out is for independents, the economy is number one and healthcare is number two. So the group of people who have not made up their mind yet, for them, it's economic issues, and right after that is healthcare coverage for themselves and their families. So I see healthcare as a pocketbook issue. It's an issue that's really right into that economic uneasiness. And obviously, I believe that Senator Obama speaks to that, understands it, and will help us to take the right steps.
Well, and I think that a lot of people are just looking at common sense that, you know, it's these Republican policies and deregulation that has got us into this. How anybody in their right mind can go, you know what, we need more of that. More of however we got here in the first place.
I have a feeling that the people of this country are going to make the right choice here.
Mm-hmm. What is your take on the bailout, Secretary Shalala?
My take is that it's an economic crisis and that we had to do it. We have to take strong steps to reassure the markets. And this idea that it's only the elites that own stock, lots of people own stock and they have mortgages. Mm-hmm. And we have a responsibility to make sure they're able to keep their job and keep their houses and keep being able to send their kids to college.
Well, so now, but what do you make of this new, you know, this new one? From what I heard yesterday, somebody called it a crap sandwich, and now they said it's more of a crap sandwich, this bill, that they've sweetened it now with things that are going to be, that Republicans are going to like, right?
Exactly. And this is all about compromise. Mm-hmm. And you always have things in a package that make you hold your nose. But the whole point is to put together a majority coalition, and they were obviously out to do that from the beginning. Whether they could straighten it out later, who knows? The most important thing is to get the markets back on track so that small businesses could get loans. I mean, you know, small businesses depend on banks for cash flow.
Secretary
Shalala, not just the big guys.
I get a lot of email, though, that, you know, clearly people do not like this. Can you explain in you know, layperson's terms, why? Because what the email I get is just over and over. Why? Why should we bail out Wall Street? What if it doesn't work?
Well, because we're not bailing out Wall Street. What we're doing is making sure that Main Street continues to operate. Underpinning our entire economy are investments in the companies that people have jobs in. So forget about the elites. We'll take care of them. And they've clearly said that something's going to happen to the salaries and to the bonuses that all the executives on Wall Street that are involved will get. The most important thing is to keep the companies healthy where people have jobs in this country. And when you look at Wall Street, you have to understand that those are our jobs there.
Right. Right. Secretary Shalala, I'm just curious what your life is like. Are you watching the big debate tonight with other big wigs?
Yes. I'm one of the most powerful women in the world.
Are you really?
Awesome.
I'm at the Fortune Conference of the Most Powerful Women, and we're all going to watch it together in California.
Oh, I would give anything to be there. Who's going to be there?
Well, the heads of a lot of corporate heads.
Wow.
Who are women.
Wow.
I actually just ran into Brandi Chastain, the great soccer player.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And she was going to a yoga class, and I thought, I don't want to be in a yoga class with Brandi Chastain.
I imagine there may be as powerful and successful as all you women are. I imagine there's going to be a little bit like when you used to watch pageants together. Come on, there's going to be some spitballs, isn't there?
Well, it seems to be there ought to be hissing and cheering
yeah.
at the same time. And you know, one of the things about corporate women is they're pretty evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, so it ought to be a lot of fun to be watching with this group of women.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a fun night. All right, Secretary Shalala, thanks so much. It's so nice to meet you finally, and thanks for taking time for us.
My pleasure.
All right, there she
Bye-bye.
Goes, Yay. The Secretary Donna Shalala. Oh, to give anything, because you know what? I don't care how famous Jim and how smart and how successful they are, there's going to be some cattiness today.
Here, boy, here. Oh, hey, mister.
Yeah?
Have you seen my website? It was supposed to be here Labor Day, but between the hurricanes and the conventions and the Hadron Particle Collider sucking the hilarious content into a comedic event horizon, I can't find it anywhere.
What's his name, kid?
Apocryphalbuttrue.com.
What the hell kind of a name is that? Are you sure this website isn't just a figment of your imagination?
Well, it also answers to voicedeedee.com. Mister, you gotta believe. If you keep calling it, I'm sure it'll turn up around September 22nd. Oh, and mister?
Yeah?
Watch this space. And your ass.